الله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين. We've been through, alhamdulillah, over the past few months, we've been through what does Islam include. There's the aqaid, there's the beliefs, the internalization of beliefs. There's the ibadat, there are the worships that we have. There are the muamalat, our monetary transactions, and far beyond including marriages, our mu'asharat, our social interactions, our ikhlaq, our batiniya, our internal. So these are the various broad branches of our faith. However, when we look into these commands that we have, these mu'amalat, these mu'asharat, these ibadat, these aqaid, each of them, the rulings, fall into one of two categories. So we've got the five branches that we have. But these, every one of these five branches or the commandments fall into one of these two categories. Either it's going to be that a person is solely being subservient to Allah, I'll explain, ubudiyyah mahdiyyah, is purely subservience and just obedience to Allah. For example, in salah. In salah, a person is purely connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hajj, he's going through all those struggles purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is fasting, he's doing that purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say purely, I don't mean ikhlas. I mean the act, there's no interference, there's no connection or relationship with others. It's just a direct relationship between ourselves and Allah. That's the first point. Then you have the second type. So more in assisting the creation, where there's a sort of right attached to others, or others are involved. For instance, مَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرْبَاتِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. The person who alleviates another Muslim from a difficulty, Allah will alleviate difficulties from him on the Day of Judgment. So this is more to do with the relationship with others. Again, he's fulfilling a commandment of Allah, but this relationship is with the makhluq, with the creation. So going back, so these are two types of commands that we find. That either is one, that's ubudiyyah mahdiyyah, that it's just purely a relationship between us and Allah, our salah, our hajj, our fasting. And there's a second type, which is with relation to others. Now, once some scholars write that amongst the most significant of the chapters or of the categories that we have is zakah. And why? Because zakah is amongst the unique chapters or amongst the unique disciplines of parts where it's from both. Not only are you fulfilling your relationship with Allah, the obligation is put upon us, the 2.5% of in Allah's, there's a transaction taking place that we are giving our lives and our wealth in exchange of Jannah. But we are also recognizing the right that that others have of this wealth. Meaning this wealth that we have, when we're fulfilling it, which is given to the recipients of zakah, it indicates that they have a right to that wealth, that 2.5%. And if you want to understand the importance of it, in the Qur'an, zakah is mentioned about around 32 times. 30 times in its technical meaning. But it's mentioned amongst, in all these times, it's 30 times where it's mentioned. Zakah literally means, number one, it means to grow. It literally means to grow or to purify. It means that. So zakat of purification. But in its technical meaning of zakat, of charity, the fard charity, it comes 28 times with salah. So it comes 30 times in its technical meaning. And of those 30 times, 28 times it's associated with salah. To the extent that when the individuals were during Abu Bakr Allahu Anhu's Khilafah, when he became the Khalifa, and people were refusing to pay zakah, and zakah is something which is fard, and to deny which is something which is fard can take a person after the fall of Islam if it's something known by necessity. So these individuals who had started to reject the concept of zakah, not refusing to pay zakah, rejecting zakah, that zakah doesn't exist, these people are now considered renegades that have left Islam. Now, Abu Bakr Allahu Anhu said that now we will go and oppose these individuals. Umar Allahu Anhu said, but they said the kalima la ilaha illallah. How are you going to oppose them? So Abu Bakr Allahu Anhu said, wallahi la uqatilanna man farraqa bayna salati wa zakah. I will most definitely oppose those that differentiate between salah and zakah. Fa inna zakata haqqul mal. Because zakah is the right of the wealth. Meaning salah is the right of the body. But zakah is the right of the wealth. Both are fard. To think that there's a difference between salah and zakah and its rejection is an error. They both hold the same thing. To reject either of them is to come out of the fold of Islam, to reject the concept, not to pray, but rather to reject the concept. So it shows its importance and its significance, where just as salah, the importance was given, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that, "I will most definitely oppose those who differentiate between the two." And zakah is something which is not unprecedented. Meaning it's there before us. We pay 2.5%. In the Torah, in the Jewish tradition, is 10% for them. 10%. We might think 1/40th for us, but for them it's a tenth. In fact, we even find it that when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum went to Abyssinia, there was a sort of mention of zakah, but not in its form that we have it today. There was a sort of charity mention. There was a form of indication, but the actual rulings were actually in Medina, the ninth year after Hijrah. Zakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that there's a transaction taking place between for us. We give our wealth and our bodies, meaning our time, our sacrifice, and our wealth in exchange of Jannah. That's the conceptual transaction we need to have. Understanding that, and once we understand that, we'll understand this with this next point of Allah mentions Rasulullah, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. That take from them the sadaqah, by referring to zakah, it will purify them as a purification. Now in one narration it mentions that وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ, those that hoard gold and silver and they don't spend it in the path of Allah, then give them glad tidings, or give them inform them of a painful punishment that awaits them. So for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this was difficult, because it mentions whoever stores wealth, and everybody has some form of storage. Somebody has some form of wealth within their own home. So what does this mean? كَبُرَ عَلَيْهِمْ ذَلِكَ. That became difficult for them to bear and to understand. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "I will go and clarify this." So Umar radiallahu anhu went and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is becoming difficult for the people to understand, that if we store wealth, then there's a painful punishment that awaits us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained that storing wealth means that a person doesn't give his zakah. Ibn Abi Allah, when a Bedouin came to him and he said that, "What does this mean?" He said that this this was before zakah became obligatory. So this verse of storing, in early Islam, there wasn't permissible to store. Whatever you had was to be given. Later that changed, where alhamdulillah the ummah had, there was development, etc. And therefore zakah became the mandatory charity, but beyond that there wasn't. Excuse sadaqat al-fitr. So it becomes that 2.5% becomes a means that the 97.5% become permissible to use. And one other narration that supports this is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُطَيِّبُ بِهِ مَا بَقِيَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Allah is purifying the remainder of your wealth through your zakah. جَعَلَهَ اللَّهُ طُهْرًا لِلْأَمْوَالِ. It becomes a purification for the rest of the wealth. Why does it require purification? Rasulullah mentions, إِذَا أَدَّيْتَ زَكَاةَ مَالِكَ فَقَدْ أَذْهَبْتَ عَنْكَ شَرًّا. That when you give your zakah, you have removed its illnesses from you. You have removed its illnesses from you. Why does it require purification? Because wealth comes with illnesses. It's not to say wealth is neutral. Money itself is neutral. However, what it can be useful will either be advantageous, meaning benefit, or it can harm. What are the harms that can come with greed? And why is greed harmful? Because as Rasulullah mentioned, وَاتَّقُوا الشُّحَّ فَإِنَّ الشُّحَّ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. That beware of greed, because greed destroyed the people before you. What it did is it induced them to kill others and to make the haram halal. How many individuals, we could think, no names or anything included, but they will compromise on values just to make more money. Compromise on values just to make more money. They'll go through loopholes to try and find other ways to try and say it, but just to make money. And Rasulullah said that, beware of greed, for indeed greed destroyed the people before you, where they shed blood, one, and two, they made the haram halal. Same thing. History repeats itself. Same thing. What does zakah do? Zakah is that purification of it. What I mentioned, وَمَنْ يُقَ شُحَ نَفْسِهِ. Whoever is saved from this shuh, Indeed, they're amongst the successful ones. Number two. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came to him and he was encouraging him to go and said that, you know, when you do this, you will conquer and you will be given this amount of wealth. The sahabi said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I did not accept Islam رُغْبَةً فِي الْمَالِ. I did not accept Islam because I was yearning or had a desire of wealth. Rather, I accepted رُغْبَةً فِي الْإِسْلَامِ, rather for Islam itself, فَأَكُونَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so I can be with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, again, it was well intentioned. In listen, they said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَ الْمَالُ الصَّالِحِ لِلْرَجُلِ الصَّالِحِ. How great is good wealth for a good individual? That wealth itself is neutral. And in the right individual can establish the correct institutions. How else will we have a masjid of this size? How else are we going to keep it afloat? How else will we have madaris to accommodate that? How else will we have others that are going to be in situations where they require wealth? How are we going to do? How are we going to fulfill their necessities? So zakah includes the element of that it fulfills others. In one mawquf narration, so one sahabi would say, one stronger that is narrated from a sahabi, that he would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَرَضَ عَلَىٰ أَغْنِيَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ بِقَدْرِ الَّذِي يَسَعُ فُقَرَاءَهُمْ. That Allah has made the amount which is obligatory, so 2.5%, that if all the wealthy individuals were to give their 2.5%, it would be enough to fulfill the necessities of the fuqara, of the believers. Of all the poor believers, if every person were to pay their 2.5%, it would be enough. That's his statement. He said that the amount which is stipulated is 2.5%, it's the amount which, if every wealthy individual was to give, it seems as though this narration could be that this he took from Rasulullah, but we're not 100% sure, so it's mawquf. It's a sahabi's statement. That the amount which is stipulated is enough for all the poor believers for their necessities to be fulfilled. And we've got to understand that zakah is actually for just necessities. It's not beyond. You've got other types of charities which will establish institutions, but zakah isn't given to that to the institutions. And finally, it's a source of barakah. Rasulullah ﷺ mentions that every day, two angels descend. Malakani yanzilan. Two angels descend. And Rasulullah ﷺ says that they make dua, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa, O Allah, the one who spends, give him recompense. Replace it. Replacing the sense of barakah. Barakah includes rahmah, mercy, sukoon, tranquility in a person's life. It also includes tawfiq. But he also makes a dua that Allahumma a'ti mumsikan talafa, O Allah, the one who withholds, destroy. The angels make that dua. Every day they descend. And that wealth that we think that we're not, that this zakah, this 2.5%, is such that this, how is it, spiritual purification, that on that qiyamah, it will be given a form instead. That 2.5, which isn't performed, which isn't given, it will be given a form. And it will be given the form of a snake. And that snake, لَهُ زَرِيبَتَان, it will have two black spots, meaning it'll look dangerous, to the point it will go and bite at the cheek of the individual. And it will recite the verse, do not assume that those يَبْخَلُونَ, those people that used to hold, they were miserly, meaning miserly, they didn't perform their zakah, that is good for them. Rather, it's evil for them. There's going to be a consequence, and it will tie them on the Day of Judgment. It will grab them and it will hold them down on the Day of Judgment. يُطَوَّقُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, and they'll continue reciting that verse. Again, it's drawing a balance. At one point, zakah is extremely rewarding. Extremely rewarding. It's a purification for us. But at the same time, not performing is spiritually destructive and a painful punishment awaits. It's both sides of it. Our Islam is to tread between two paths. There's the hope, but there's the fear. The hope is there so that we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. The fear is there so that we don't just go and say that, yes, we're going to be forgiven. We have two paths. And inshallah, to explain this zakah, tomorrow we've got a workshop from 5:30 till 7:30. So after Maghrib, 5:28 is Maghrib. Isha Salah is at 7:30. So 1.5 hours to 1 hour 45 minutes workshop to explain the zakah in its entirety. On how to do it on shares, how to do it on pensions, how to understand it, what's a Sharia compliant pension, how do we understand that. All these things will be explored tomorrow. Again, it was going to be after Maghrib, 5:28, until Isha, 7:30. Light refreshments will also be served during the program. But it's an actual practical exposition, a practical application of zakah. How do we do it practically? Where can we give it to? Who are the recipients? Right, this was just a taghribi to explain how the importance of it. But tomorrow, inshallah, the specifics will be explored.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alas-salah. Hayya 'alal-falah. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله الذي يصرف الأزمان بأنواع البركة والإحسان أحمده تعالى وأشكره وأتوب إليه وأستغفره هو الحنان المنان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة عباد الله اعلموا أن الله تعالى قد فرض الزكاة بالتأكيد حيث قال تعالى عقب الآيات فيها حكم الصلاة مرارا أقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فاتقوا الله عباد الله ما استطعتم وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أنه قال لما نزلت هذه الآية والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون كبر ذلك على المسلمين فقال عمر رضي الله عنه أنا أفرج عنكم فانطلق فقال يا نبي الله إنه كبر على أصحابك هذه الآية فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لم يفرض الزكاة إلا ليطيب ما بقي من أموالكم وإنما فرض المواريث لتكون لمن بعدكم فكبر عمر رضي الله عنه ثم قال له صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أخبرك بخير ما يكنز المرء المرأة الصالحة إذا نظر إليها سرته وإذا أمرها أطاعته وإذا غاب عنها حفظته نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى البركة فيما رزقنا آمين يا رب العالمين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لكم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشهدهم في أمر الله عمر وأحياهم عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وسيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابه لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخوان الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخوان المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في غزة وفي سودان وفي كشمير وإنما هم مستضعفون اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا اللهم داب جريحهم وتقبل شهداءهم اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين وأعده إلى أيدي المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows, stand shoulder to shoulder, ensure the row in front of you is complete before standing in the next row.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Hayya lis-salah, Hayya lis-salah, Hayya lil-falah, Hayya lil-falah, Qad qamatis-salah, Qad qamatis-salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah.
Kindly straighten the rows and show your heels around the first line. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just a reminder, tomorrow inshallah, after Maghrib will be at 5:28. After Maghrib we'll have our Zakah workshop, an entire exploration of Zakah and its practical applications, all the way until Isha. Light refreshments will be served throughout the program. All are encouraged to join. Also, two announcements. This is the sister of Amanat Ali and one brother, Tanwir Ahmed, have passed away. All are requested to make dua for them. Allahumma ghfilahuma warhamhuma wa askinhuma fil jannah waj'al qabrahuma rawdatan min riyadil jannah وأفرغ صبرا على أهلهما صبرا جميلا. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا. نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وقهر الرجال. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اشرح لنا صدورنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.